look, I think on Friday night when we come into the changing room after a poor performance, that's not taking anything away from Derry. They're Reynolds Worthy winners. I don't think we did ourselves justice in our effort. You know, it looked like it was gone. But then when the results came in and you looked mathematically, there's still a possibility, although it would take a huge, you know, maybe change of fortune, both with us on the pitch and with other results around the country. But it's still a chance, albeit a very minor chance, and I wouldn't be recommending to anyone out there to be putting any money on this. But while you have a chance, you'll keep fighting. But we need to fight, Tom, to have any chance of doing our own side of the bargain.
And first up is Drogheda on Friday night, so you have to win that.
Yeah, and that's much easier said than done. Drogheda are already beating us in Belfast. You know, we watched them on Saturday night down in Limerick, myself and Paul Higgerty, and they're fighting for their lives, and they're already gone. We didn't show as much fight as they did the previous night, and we were fighting for our lives in reality. So to turn them over will take a huge effort and a much bigger effort than what we showed and produced in the weekend gone. But if we can do our side of the bargain, albeit with a last-minute goal and a known goal or something to go our way, and hope that results go your way outside, around the country, well, then you're taken into the last game of the season. But that's a big if, even to get to that stage. But stranger things have happened.
And what was the attitude of the players afterwards on Friday night? You know, what was the feeling? What's the feeling since?
We were in on Sunday morning. Unfortunately, we lost the session last night with the storm. And, you know, of course they were gutted. There's no point in saying that they were high-fiving and something. They were gutted that. I think from my point of view and the management point of view, it wasn't the loss, it was the manner of the loss, where I just don't think we were as up for the game as what we should be. And as I said here earlier on, Derry outplayed us, which you'll accept at times, but they outfought us as well, which is probably the part that hurts. And unless we get that fight back on Friday night against a team that have got over the relegation and know they're relegated in Drogheda, but what I saw on Saturday night was a team that Pete Mann and John Gill have got fighting again if they ever lost it, and they looked like a team that were fighting for their lives on Saturday night, and certainly will fancy their chances of repeating what they did in Ballybofey at the start of the season.
Is it a case that some of your players have given up the ghost in their head?
I can't speak for what goes on in people's head. I don't have a degree in psychology and stuff like that, thankfully, you know. So I think the confidence isn't as high as what it should be, and I feel that, you know, we need to get something to go our way to get that back. I mean, I spoke here about last year. Last year we were on a much worse run than what we're on, and we went to Sligo and got a draw where Raf Cotara missed a penalty in the last minute, and our season turned on that little bit of luck. We need some little bit of luck to go away to turn it and get that confidence back, and we hoped that it'll happen in Buncrana against Derry. It didn't. We hoped it would happen the week before against Dundalk. It nearly did, but we needed to turn to do our part of the bargain and then hope that the results go away the other way.
So how strong are you going to be in Friday night?
Not as strong as what we'd like to be, but I think if we can get the 11 or the 14 that play to give a commitment and enter the tank, we have a chance. And I think that's really more important at the moment than maybe who's available or not, or is your so-called better players, if there are that breakup of standard. I think we need 11 lads and 3 subs to go out there to give a full commitment and see where that takes us, Tom.
And talk to me about Drogheda, their strengths.
Drogheda, you know, as I said here, we're 11, I think it's 11 points ahead of Drogheda, which if somebody told me about 2 games ago we'd be 11 points ahead of Drogheda, you would think you'd be safe. Drogheda have a huge potential as regards, and a lot of experience there. The likes of Ryan McAvoy, Stephen Elliott up top, you know, they're proper players. Dave Mulcahy has signed from Waterford, a Kilkenny lad that brings huge experience to their back four. They've quality. Adam Wickstead is a quality player. You know, there's loads of them. There's Daniel Purdy, Jack Bailey, who we know from a different team. All quality players. And the fact that we're 11 points ahead of them is in itself a massive achievement. But that doesn't save us from going down unless we can catch two others.